back to your question, the packages are generous. The minimum package for an ARCO, and they have a choice of four packages to choose from, and the minimum package that they would receive, the minimum benefit would be 6 months' salary. That's the absolute minimum. It's more generous, and the reason there are four packages because some of our people are getting near retirement age, and they may prefer to take an enhanced retirement package as opposed to some sort of lump sum cash payment. Representative Green may know what I'm talking about. But anyhow, so there are options there. As to the relocation and that, that's one thing, it's the absolute details I'm not sure of yet. In the past, and I'm going to emphasize, this is not absolute, but in the past, our policy has been to relocate people at least to the point of their origin or equivalent distance, if you follow me. So if someone moved up from Seattle, you'd do that type of distance. They moved from Fairbanks, that type of distance. I haven't seen the final details on what this program will be, so that's, I don't want to treat it as an absolute commitment, but that has been our practice in the past. So.
Thank you.
No, just to add to that, I mean, I think the BP Amoco package is pretty much the same. It's an issue that I think we should look at if there's a real demand for it.
We're going to go to Representative Fogle and Representative Green. And although I know that we have many, many questions left, I'm sure the two of you are beginning to tire a bit. And we can always invite you to come back. Representative Ogun.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Campbell, is it not true that BP is paying a rather generous premium to the stockholders of ARCO for this merger? Did I read that in the paper somewhere?
Through the chair, Representative Ogun, the deal that has and the details are public is an all paper deal whereby ARCO stockholders will obtain shares in BP Amoco in line with the what's been the marketplace in doing such deals. A premium will be paid, and the level of that premium will depend on what the relative share prices are on the day. But at the day when the deal was struck, I think the premium was something of the order of about 20-25%, which is in line with other deals done in the industry.
Follow-up?
Certainly.
Is BP open to discussing a premium for Alaska?
I didn't know Alaska was for sale. Sorry, I don't want to be flippant, but I'm not sure that I understand your question.
You obviously had something to sweeten the deal for the stockholders of ARCO. Alaska is for sale. We sell the rights to our oil, and our royalty, and do a lot of business. And I just thought maybe see if the door was even open for a discussion.
This deal is through the chair.
Sweeten the deal for us.
Representative Ogun, I mean, this deal, as I said earlier, a large part of the $26 billion that is being paid, a large part is in relation to Alaskan assets, which we're going to invest a lot of money in developing. I think that will ensure an efficient oil industry in Alaska for the long run and will sustain production. I think that's where Alaska wins out.
If I would, Representative Ogun, through the chair, when you look at the concept of premiums and how much was paid over the price of the stock at the day the deal was announced and that, part of the reason these transactions can occur because we will remove redundancies from the system. There will be costs. There will be increased earnings to the shareholders because of the cost reductions taken. So you got to. I would be careful how I'd use that word in premium in that sense. I really can't say much more on that because we're in the quiet period, but don't lose sight of the fact that in doing this, there will be a significant reduction in cost. BP has quoted, I think, $1 billion a year to have a reduction. So that's part of what can justify what you refer to as the premium.
I conclude your question. Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Bear with me on this one, but I know that both of you are upstream type people, but a question that comes to mind is, if ARCO went from a second to well in advance of the first, the number one marketer in California, they did a marketing ploy that was very effective when they did away with the credit cards and they reduced the price of the product. And I realize you're not downstream type people, but with a huge marketing there under the ARCO brand, and as I understand it, BP sold their marketing, at least in the Northwestern area. The question, finally, there is a question here. Do you have any feel for whether BP will market then under ARCO or their own or a different brand? And this gets back to then whether there's going to be this continued strong emphasis on North Slope crude being refined and sold on the West Coast as opposed to perhaps some further distance.
I mean, through the chair, Representative Green, I mean, I would be speculating if I was to give you an answer on that. I just don't know. Again, the comment that I will always make in terms of that marketplace is that it is a global marketplace and you know, conditions will be set by a global competition. But as to the other part of your question, I simply don't know.
Representative Green?
That's enough. Thank you.
Well, there are several areas that we have not covered. One, we have not covered the pipeline ownership. We've not covered the tankers. We've not said how you would, if you are required to divest yourself of the additional acreage, how you would choose which acreage you would divest yourself of. And I think those are all serious issues. I don't wish to keep you here longer this evening. I would entertain having you come back at a different time, if you would like to do that.
We'd be delighted to.
We would love to have you again. And we have garnered a great deal of information from you today. I'm sure that there is much more that we can gain in the future, and we'd like to make sure that we're able to work with you to make sure that whatever happens, that we continue to have a good working relationship and the interest of our stockholders is protected as to the best that we can protect those stockholders, because I look at Prudhoe Bay now as having not three operators or four operators, but Exxon and BP. And we don't have the same relationship with Exxon we have with the two of you. Exxon does not have much of a presence in this state. You do most of the work for Exxon, although Exxon is going to be coming before this committee to testify. They just don't know it yet in the very near future. With that, I'd like to thank you.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Representative Phillips.
I would like to make one comment before we close this briefly. I appreciate the forthrightness of your answers today. There are things that are of great concern to us, especially our relationship in the future global market as far as Alaska being that partner or that player. And I appreciate your input, and I would like for us to have time further to discuss that. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Certainly. Any additional comments from any other committee members?
Just that I would support the comments that Representative Phillips made. I really appreciate your candid nature of your answers, and if you either didn't or couldn't, or you were forthright, you didn't try and go around the bush around it, we really do appreciate that.
You have been very refreshing. Any other members of the legislature have anything they wish to say? There being none, again, thank you. I know you had to take time out of your busy schedule to come here today to be with us. So, again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Yep.